Hi, I'm Alan. I'm a sex and love addict. I am glad to be here today. I am recording this share to see how it goes and to add it potentially to the library of shares. So, the focus of this meeting is healing masculinity. It's open to anyone of all sexual orientations and gender identities. I am 33 years old. I've been in recovery since 2014. It's Christmas Day 2022, so that's about 8 years. And SLA has helped me in a lot of different ways, particularly in this meeting, talking about masculinity, thinking about masculinity, and healing masculinity in particular, because we have a lot of messages around toxic masculinity, but not as many around healing masculinity. So I'm going to share about the traditions today, and I'll try to hit each tradition with a healing masculinity focus, and I am excited to be here. Thanks. All right, so tradition one. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon SLA unity. A lot of toxic masculinity is selfishness. And I love that, like, right out of the gate, tradition one tells us, like, our common welfare comes first. One thing that was important to me when I worked this tradition was learning that there's kind of three welfares in any given relationship: your welfare, their welfare, and the common welfare. And I think having tradition one remind us that it is the common welfare that comes first has been really important for making it not as much about me. Not definitely not the other person, not turning them into my higher power, not turning myself into my higher power, but really focusing on what is the best for us. So, tradition two, for our group purpose, there's one ultimate authority, a loving higher power as expressed to our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. This is a huge one. So much of toxic masculinity is taking power and exercising power, and tradition two, like, shuts that right down. There is one ultimate authority, and it is not me. It is our loving God, as God is expressed through our group conscience. And also, I think the beauty of tradition, too, it reminds us about being a trusted servant. Like, anybody who's doing service is not doing it because they are the most competent or the most powerful or the best person. They are doing it because they have been elected as agreed upon by our group conscience. So I really like tradition, that reminder for tradition two. And one last thing about tradition two: when I was working it, my sponsor said the great thing about doing service in program is that it gives us the opportunity to screw up and be forgiven. None of us are perfect, and we are going to screw up, and we are going to experience the humiliation of that and the shame of that, and then miraculously be forgiven because we are not leaders. We are just trusted servants, and we're all doing the best we can. Tradition three, only requirement for SLA membership is a desire to stop living out a pattern of sex and love addiction. I think this one is important because it is like the anti-gatekeeper tradition in toxic masculinity, right? Like, I want to decide who gets to do what and who gets to be what, and I know best. And what I love about tradition three is that it's like, nope, everybody gets to decide for themselves. I don't get to say whether anybody else is a member of SLAA. That is a determination they get to make for themselves, and it just really helps remind me other people have autonomy and it should be respected. All right, I'm going to move on to tradition four. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or SLAA as a whole. I think this one is related to what I was talking about before, in that, like, yeah, recognizing other people's autonomy and not imposing my will on them. Tradition for me is all about, like, letting other people make their own mistakes. Sometimes the urge for me to control and to direct and to correct is just overwhelming, but, like, everybody is autonomous and I can't live for everybody else because that is unmanageable and that makes me insane. All right, tradition five. I have no idea where I am in my time. This is great. Each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to sex and love addicts who still suffer. So this one I really love. I really love every time tradition five reminds me about primary purposes, because I have a tendency to want to do everything all the time. And when you try to do a lot of things, you can do them all, like, kind of okay, but none of them really well. And it gets really unmanageable, especially as a perfectionist. And this share is not about the signs of recovery, but one day I will give it a lead share about the signs of recovery. But it talks about healing from our shame and perfectionism, right? And part of it, that for me is, like, remembering my primary purpose in any situation, whether it's doing service here or at work or in my family, right? Like, not muddying the waters. And that's why, like, I don't date my coworkers anymore, because my primary purpose at work is to work, not to, like, look for romance. So primary purpose, love it. Tradition six, an SLA group or SLA as a whole ought never endorse, finance, or lend the SLA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Going back to that primary purpose, I mean, like just the three topics, money, property, or prestige, is there any other summary that's as concise of toxic masculinity, right? Like problems with money, problems with property, problems with prestige. I need to let go of all of those things. I need to focus on my primary purpose, which is a spiritual purpose, and not get distracted by money, property, or prestige, because like this is a spiritual sickness. It needs a spiritual solution, and that has nothing to do with how rich or landed or respected I am. All right, seven. Every SLA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. I fucking love that this tradition says fully self-supporting. It does not say fully self-sufficient. And there is a difference between self-sufficiency and being self-supporting. And I think toxic masculinity says you have to be self-sufficient. You have to do everything yourself. You have to carry the load. Self-supporting says you have to take care of yourself. You have to ask for help when you need it. You have to engage your community, invite other people into your life to support you, to help you support yourself. So I love Tradition 7 as a reminder. Eight, SLA should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. I don't know. I don't have any like grand nuggets about this one, and I'm like feeling really anxious about time, so let's move on to nine. SLA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. I think this idea of being directly responsible to whatever it is you're doing in any given area of your life, and again, not muddying the waters, not taking on more than you've been asked to take on, not trying to control everything and everyone at once, right? Like this, it's about being in community and being right-sized, and that is healthy masculinity. Doing a good job with the things that are yours, your taking care of your side of the street, involving others, asking for help. I don't know. Love it. All right, 10. SLA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the SLA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Oh my God, toxic masculinity and public controversy, right? Like if every toxic masculine person could just follow this tradition and have no opinion on issues that don't affect them, that would be great. I would love that. And so I try to remind myself of that when I have opinions on outside issues, when I have opinions that don't affect me. I don't know everything. I'm not entitled to an opinion on everything. I have a small circle of things that I can control and have an opinion on, and that is pretty much limited to like all of the things I can touch right now. That's it. That's all I need to worry about. All right, 11 and 12, I will just do really quickly. Public relations policy based on attraction rather than promotion. This one is so important for me. Again, it just goes back to like not imposing my will on other people. I'm doing what I'm doing, and if it works, it will attract people. I don't need to promote it. And then anonymity is the spiritual foundation of my whole life, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. The only thing I want to say about Tradition 12 is that embedded in it is the assumption that you have principles. Before recovery, I did not have principles. I did not know my principles. I was driven by my addiction. I was driven by fear and self-seeking and other people's expectations, right? And so, like, developing principles in the program and then placing those principles before my personality, has just revolutionized my life. All right. Thank you all for listening. This was a whirlwind. I appreciate your flexibility. And if you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas.